decree declare Isaiah 43:1-3.
接着提姆牧师说，我们来宣告和声明以赛亚书43:1-3。雅各啊，创造你的耶和华，以色列啊，造成你的那位，现在如此说，你不要害怕，因为我救赎了你。我曾提你的名招你，你是属我的。你从水中经过，我必与你同在。你淌过江河，水必不漫过你。你从火中行过，必不被烧，火焰也不着在你的身上。因为我是耶和华你的神，是以色列的圣者，你的救主。
Father, we thank you tonight that you have redeemed Israel.
天父，今晚我们感谢你，因为你已经救赎以色列。
You have saved Israel.
你已经拯救以色列。
All Israel, whether you're natural born or you've been grafted in, Father, we thank you, Lord, that you are raising up your people, Lord, for the inheritance that you have ordained for us, Lord.
神将的以色列。不管是生而为以色列人，或者是被嫁接回以色列的根源，我们都是你的百姓。你已经为了命定我们去承接我们的产业而兴起我们。
And we claim that now by right, by what you have given unto us, that you are the Lord. There is none but you.
使我们现在以我们在盟约中的权利，以及你所赐给我们的，来向你诉求属于我们的产业，因为你是我们唯一的主。
In 2 Chronicles 7:14,
历代志下7:14这里说，这称为我名下的子民，若是自卑祷告，寻求我的面，转离他们的恶行，我必从天上垂听，赦免他们的罪，医治他们的地。
Thank you that you have heard from heaven tonight. Father, that you are healing the land of Israel. Father, you are healing the land of all your covenant people who have been drafted in, Lord, to this.The new covenant, Lord, that you have ordained, the Lord that you bought with your blood.
天父，谢谢你，此刻你在天上的法庭，听到我们的呼求，你正在医治以色列这片土地。神，你也在医治所有与你立约百姓的土地。我们不管在哪里，我们都已经因着耶稣所立的新约，就是你用你的宝血所立的新约，被嫁接回神的家中。
Father, we thank you, Lord, that you are faithful to your word.
神，我们谢谢你。因为你对你的话语是信实的。
That you are restoring your people.
主，你正在恢复你的百姓。
Ezekiel 37:12 says,
在以西结书37:12这里说，
Therefore prophesy, and so we prophesy tonight and say to them,
你对你的先知说，所以你要发预言对他们说。那提姆牧师说，因此我们今天晚上就要来对他们说。
Thus says the Lord God,Behold, O my people, I will open your graves and cause you to come up from your graves and bring you into the land of Israel.
主耶和华如此说，我的民啊，我必开你们的坟墓，使你们从坟墓中出来，领你们进以色列地。
So Father, tonight we thank you, Lord, that Israel is not getting smaller, it is getting larger.
Yes.
主，所以此刻我们谢谢你，因为以色列的土地不会越来越小，他的土地会越来越大。
We thank you, Lord, that you are causing, Lord, some things, Lord, the prophecies that have come about the land, the territory that Israel has to possess. Father, we thank you that you are orchestrating that and you are bringing about your promises, Lord, the nation of Israel, the people of Israel, all who have been grafted in. We thank you for it in Jesus' mighty name.
神，我们谢谢你正在促成一些事情，是你透过先知对着以色列。以色列民以及所有被嫁接回来的人的应许，现在正在成就。我们向你献上感谢，奉耶稣基督大能的名。
Jesus' mighty name. All right, I want you to go ahead and get your communion ready, if you would.
拉比说，现在请大家把领圣餐的饼与杯准备好。
We're going to seal this work now.
我们先来封存我们以上所做的工。
I want to just speak this blessing for many of you that are watching that this is your leadership. We're your rabbi and your pastor, Betzin and pastor.
拉比说，接着下来我要祝福你们。那么今天你们看到我们四个人，这就是这个事工的领袖群。我们分别的角色就是拉比和牧者。
And we're in agreement, speak into Israel, but we speak into your house.
我们彼此在所宣告的事情上面认同，并且我们的祝福不单是对着以色列，也是对着你的家。
Decree and declare over your family, Philippians 4:19.
我用腓立比书4:19来祝福你们。
And my God supplies all of of my need, according to his riches and glory, through Christ Jesus.
拉比说，我们一起来宣告，我的神必照他荣耀的丰富，在基督耶稣里，使你们一切所需用的都充足。
God, I pray a blessing over you. I pray, beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health, just as your soul prospers.
天父，我要祝福每一个人，你们要凡事亨通，身体健壮，一如你们灵魂的兴盛。
Father God, I release the joy in the midst of these suffering, sorrowful times.
神，在这个受苦、悲伤的时刻，我要释放你的喜乐。
I release the joy to prosper in Yeshua's name.
我要释放喜乐给你们，直到充足。奉耶稣基督的圣名。
Would you say amen?
Amen.
Psalm 115:14, may the Lord give you the increase more and more, you and your children.
诗篇115:14，愿耶和华让你们和你们的子孙日渐加增。
Lord, I speak a multiple generation to 1,000. Your family and your seed and your generation would be healthy and prosper in Yeshua's name.
天父，我奉耶稣基督的名祝福你们、你们的家以及后代，世世代代都是健壮而昌盛的。
Amen.
Amen.
Proverbs 3:33 says.
箴言3:33。
The curse of the Lord is on the house of the wicked, but the Lord blesses the home of the just.
耶和华咒诅恶人的家庭，赐福与义人的居所。
Say, I am justified by the blood of the Lamb.
我们一起宣告说，因着羔羊的宝血，我已经称义了。
In Yeshua's name.
奉耶稣基督的圣名。
Amen.
Amen.
Go ahead and you'll lift up your bread.
请你举起你的饼。
If you would say after me.
请你跟我一起说。
Baruch atah Adonai.
Baruch atah Adonai.
Eloheinu melech haolam.
Eloheinu melech haolam.
Hamotzi lechem.
Hamotzi lechem.
Men haaretz.
Men haaretz.
Say with me, please. Blessed are you.
神啊，我们赞美你。
Lord our God.
你是我们的神。
Ruler of the universe.
你是创造宇宙天地万物的主宰。
From the earth.
你为我们从地里出产粮食。
Partake together.
让我们一起领用这饼。
And if you lift up the wine.
请你举起这杯。
Father, I speak a special blessing over this wine.
神，我要对这杯有一个特别的祝福。
Lord, I decree, Father.That I thank you that your blessing upon Israel, according to Numbers 6:24-26.
神根据民数记六章二十四到二十六节，你对以色列的祝福。
That you'll bless her and keep her.
就是你会保护以色列，并祝福以色列。
You'll make your face shine upon her.
你要用你的脸光照以色列。
You will give her peace.
你会赐平安给以色列。
And we declare, as Deuteronomy 28:6 says, that.Bless, that Israel is blessed and coming in and blessed and it's going out.
我们也宣告申命记二十八章第六节的祝福临到以色列，就是以色列出也蒙福，入也蒙福。
I pray as Psalm 128, that Israel is blessed as they fear you and walk in your ways. Happiness, well-being, filling their homes and their land. May the children of Israel be like the olive plant around your table.
以色列敬畏耶和华，遵行耶和华的道是有福的。以色列，你要吃劳碌得来的，你要享福，事情顺利。你的妻子在你的内室，好像多结果子的葡萄树。你儿女围绕你的桌子，好像橄榄摘子。
Thank you, Lord, that you supply all Israel's needs according to your riches and glory by Yeshua, as it is stated in Philippians 4:19.
神，你像腓立比书四章十九节所说的，你必按照你丰盛的荣耀。在基督耶稣里，使以色列一切所需用的都充足。
I pray for the prosperity, the good health, the spiritual growth for the nation of Israel, and I pray that same blessing over you and your home, according to 3 John 1:2.
天父，我要用约翰3:1-2为以色列的昌盛、健壮以及灵里的成长来祝福。同样，我要用这节经文来祝福你们以及你们的家。
May the Lord give her increase more and more, the land and the people, as declared in Psalm 115 and 14.
以色列和你们要如诗篇115篇14节所说，愿耶和华叫你们和你们的子孙日渐加增。
We declare Israel is blessed. We declare that you are blessed as she seeks righteousness and justice in alignment in Yeshua's name.
我们宣告以色列是蒙福的，我们宣告你也是蒙福的。
You'd raise the cup, please.Baruch atah Adonai.
我们一起举起杯说 Baruch atah Adonai.
Eloheinu melech haolam.
Eloheinu melech haolam.
Borei puri hagafen.
Borei puri hagafen.
Blessed are you.
Blessed are you. Lord our God. 你是我们的神。
Ruler of the universe.
你是创造宇宙天地万物的主宰。你创造了地里产出葡萄的葡萄树。
We seal it.
我们要领用这杯来封存我们以上的工作。奉耶稣基督的圣名，我们一起领用这杯。哈利路亚。
Want you to take your anointing oil.
接着拉比要告诉我们怎么样使用我们的膏油。那拉比说，请你手上握着你的那瓶膏油。
Lord God, I lift up every bottle of anointing oil that's being held up right now by faith.
神，我们将每一瓶凭着信心所举起的膏油带到你的面前。
I decree and declare that it has the power to break every yoke of darkness and everything it's applied to.
我宣告这瓶膏油具有大能，去断开一切它所膏抹被捆绑的人事物的重轭，并且断开一切黑暗权势的重轭。
Whether it's applied on the corners of your property, and it's legal to do that because you are righteous, because you are kings and priests.According to Melchizedek.
这包括你的财产，比如你的房子的四角，因为你是按照麦基洗德等次所立的君王祭司，所以你有权柄这样做。
That Lord, you might be able to anoint your automobiles, your windows, your door, cars, children's beds, the doors and the windows, Lord, your house, everything inside your home, that Lord,and anoint yourself, and most importantly, anointing the back of your neck.
你可以去膏抹你家里的一切物品，包括你孩子的床、你的交通工具、家里的门窗，任何事情，而最重要的就是膏抹你自己以及你的颈项。
In Father God, in Yeshua's name, no yoke of fear or doubt or anything contrary to what I've prophesied tonight would be able to rest upon my head to turn me to the right.Or the left.
然后你宣告说，天父，奉耶稣基督的名，没有任何恐惧、怀疑，或者是与今晚我所宣告的经文或话语相违背的思维，能够跑进我的脑子中，左右我的行动。
I would take some oil, put it on, and say, Lord, I receive my identity. Just put it on your head. I receive my identity. This new season of spiritual warfare.
然后你用一点膏油来抹在你的前额，你说，天父，我领受在这个属灵征战的新季节当中我的身份。
We're going into a latter ring season of spiritual warfare.
因为我们现在所进入的是一个在属灵征战中降下末后雨的季节。
We want to be able to, receive that anointing.
我们要领受在这个季节当有的恩膏。
Say, Lord, give a fresh anointing of my identity, being more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus, who gives me strength in Yeshua's name.
我们一起宣告说，我要为我的身份领受一个新鲜的恩膏，就是靠着耶稣基督那加给我力量的，我已经得胜有余了。奉耶稣基督的圣名。那么接下来，拉比要跟我们谈一谈祷告经。
I want to talk to you about.Practical applications of what we're doing in this season.
拉比说，我想要跟你谈一下，在这个季节当中，我们实际使用祷告经的方式。首先，大家都知道，我们可以在祷告的时候用祷告经披盖在头上。
The key to this is your Psalm 91.
这个行动就是诗篇九十一篇。
Take these strings. These are tzitzis, okay?
接着，你可以拿起祷告经上面的穗子。它是由八根穗子所合成的，八代表新的开始，其中有一根比较长的穗子，它代表恩典，因为上面打了五个结。神的律例有600条， 加上这八根穗子和五个节，数字一共是613。
Tzitzit's record represent, like with the woman of the issue of blood, when she touched and grabbed the hem of his garment, she was grabbing the fulfillment of every covenant promise of the law.
在四福音书中，我们读到有一个患血漏的妇人，她挤过人群去抓耶稣外袍上面的穗子，她的行动代表她抓住的是在盟约应许当中每一个律例都被成就了。
Everything she received was yes and amen.
所以每一件她所求的事情的回应就是是的 amen.
According to Isaiah 22 and 22, this is the key of David.
那么根据以赛亚书22章22节，这个祷告经象征着大卫的钥匙。
This is the scripture when Jesus says, and the government shall rest upon his shoulder.
以赛亚书22章22节是指着耶稣所说的，他说我必将大卫家的钥匙放在他的肩头上。所以当你披上祷告巾的时候，你可以用祷告巾的穗子缠绕你的手指头。
When we do this with our babies, and you can do it, and we do it in our weddings, and the reason we do that is because when you can't have strength to hang on to him,You need to decree, Father God, even though I may not have strength to hang on to you, you never lose strength to hang on to me.
我们会用祷告巾包裹婴儿，用穗子缠绕他的小手指头，也会在婚礼的时候为新人这样做。这代表着，当你没有力量抓住神的时候，你说神啊，你永远都有力量抓住我。
Word says he'll never leave you. He'll never...forsake you.
因为神说他永远不会弃我们于不顾。
You go underneath this Psalm 91, I'm going to, with my key of David as your covering, I want to cover your house with this prayer.
现在就让我们一起披上这个，就像诗篇91篇所说，住在至高者隐秘处，必住在全能者荫下的祷告经。让我以作为你的遮盖，来为你的家做以下的祷告。
Father God, thank you.For each one of these beautiful partners, members, and family members, and new friends in ministry.
天父，我为这所有美丽的事工伙伴，不管是行之有年，或者是新关注我们的朋友们，还有你们的事工。
I prophesy over their dwelling that your house and your home will be the secret place of the Most High.
我宣告你的家，你的住所。是在这位至高者的隐秘处。
Abide under the shadow of the Almighty.
你是住在全能者的荫下。
The boldness we declare that you are our refuge and our fortress, our God in whom we trust, in Israel and in every home listening.
所以我们宣告你是所有以色列人以及我们的避难所，我们的山寨，你是我们的神，是我们所倚靠的。
Father God, we trust you.And we trust you in our families. Surely you will deliver us from the snare of the fowler and from the perilous pestilence. You cover us in your feathers. Under your wings we take refuge, O Lord.
天父，我们和我们的家人都相信你必救我们脱离捕鸟人的网罗和毒害的瘟疫。你并用你自己的翎毛遮蔽我们。我们要投靠在你翅膀底下。
Your truth is our shield and it's our buckler.
你的真理就是我们大小的盾牌。
We will not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the angels that fly by day, nor of the pestilence that walk in the darkness, nor the destruction that lays waste at noonday.
我们必不怕黑夜的惊骇，或是白日飞的箭，也不怕黑夜的瘟疫，或是午间灭人的毒病。
A thousand may fall at our side, 10,000 at our right hand. It shall not come near us.
虽有千人扑倒在你旁边，万人扑倒在你右边，这灾却不得临近你。
Only with our eyes shall we see and look and see the reward of the wicked.
我们唯亲眼看见恶人遭报。
Because we have made the Lord, who is our refuge, even the Most High our dwelling.
因为耶和华是我们的避难所，我们已经将至高者。当我们的居所
See that our homes are dwelling places of the Most High. Our bodies and our temples are the dwelling place of the Most High.
我们宣告我们的家以及我们的全人全身全心 就是至高者的居所。
No evil, no disease shall befall us. No plague shall come near our dwelling. You have given your angels charge over us. You will keep us in all our ways, and in their hands they shall bear us up, lest we dash our foot against a stone.
瘟疫、疾病、祸患必不得临近我们，灾害也不临近我们的帐篷，因为你要吩咐你的使者在我们所行的一切道路上保护我们，他们要用手托着我们，免得我们的脚碰在石头上。
We shall tread upon the lion and the cobra, the young lion and the serpent, and we will trample underfoot.
要踩在狮子和毁蛇的身上，践踏少壮狮子和大蛇。
We have set our love upon you this night, Lord.Father God, let it be recorded in your courts. Therefore, you will deliver us, and you will deliver Israel. You will set us on high, because we have known your name.
主啊，今天晚上，在你天上的法庭，请记录，我们是专心爱你的人，因为我们爱你，知道你的名，你要把我们安置在高处，你要拯救以色列，你要拯救我们。
We have known your name.And thank you, Father God, you know Israel's name. And thank you, Father God, you know your name.
天父，我们谢谢你，我们知道你的名，以色列知道你的名，你也知道以色列的名，你也知道我们每一个人的名。我们一起说，神，你知道我的名。
Thank you, Lord. We thank you in Yeshua's name, our Savior, our Deliverer, our Mashiach, the Messiah, the Anointed One of Israel.In Yeshua's mighty name. Amen.
神，我们奉耶稣基督的名感谢你，你是我们的拯救者，是我们的弥赛亚，你是以色列的受膏者，奉耶稣基督的圣名。
Amen.
Amen.
So I'm going to ask if Pastor Tim, if he would close us out and seal this work.
接着我们请提姆牧师为我们做结束的祷告。
Well, Father, we are so grateful, Lord, for the opportunity ofcoming and seeing your people come together, Lord, and stand, Lord, for the things that you have asked us to stand for.
天父，我们感谢你，给我们这个机会，让我们看到你的百姓一起聚集在这里，为你要我们所挺身而出的事情同站立。
And Father, we stand for righteousness in God.
使我们在你的里面为你的公义站立。
You spoke through the prophet Joel, it says the priestwhich stand on between the porch and the altar and say, spare your people.
在约珥书二章十七节，神你说侍奉耶和华的祭司要在廊子和祭坛中间哭泣，说耶和华，求你顾惜你的百姓。
So Father, tonight your people have come and petitioned the courts and said, spare your people.
所以神，今晚你的百姓来到天上的法庭，在这里呼求你说，神啊，求你顾惜你的百姓。
Lord, to provide the protection.
主啊，请你保护你的百姓。
And Lord, we seal everything that has been done tonight.
神，我们封存今天晚上我们所做的一切。
Everyone who has participated, Lord, in this prayer vigil tonight, Father, we thank you that your protection, your hand is upon them.
神，我们也宣告你的恩手，你的保护也在今天晚上所有参加这个祷告会的人身上。
Anointing your Holy Spirit, Lord, and your glory is resting upon those houses.
你的恩膏，你的荣耀，你的圣灵也停住在他们的家中。
Father, we thank you for that. And Father, we say that every man's name would be brought low, but that the name of Jesus, the name of Yeshua, would be exalted on high.And Father, we thank you, Lord, that you have heard our petitions.
天父，我们要说，所有的名字都要降卑，唯有神的名要被高举。而我们谢谢主，已经垂听了我们的请愿。
Father, you have sent your answers. And Father, we will see, Lord, the work of your word performed, Lord, in the days ahead. And we thank you for that.
天父，你垂听我们的请求，并且你回应我们的祷告。我们将在接下来的日子看见神的话语被彰显出来。主，我们感谢你，奉耶稣基督的圣名。
Amen and amen.
Amen.
I'm going to ask that Pastor Sandy and Rabbi Singh Christy pray for the mothers.
拉比说，接着我要请山地牧师以及大卫之家的女拉比克里斯蒂为母亲们祷告。
This is a very hard time for moms in Israel and you as moms at home with all the things that are happening to the children there.
蜡笔说这次的冲突因为发生在以色列孩童身上的事对于这些以色列的母亲们或者是说做母亲的你们都是很痛苦的。蜡笔说今天我对一位年轻的牧者这样说。
There really is a latter rain move of God getting ready to happen.
关于神所降下末后之雨的行动马上就要发生了。
Because anytime deliverance comes and supernatural,Think about it. The hundreds of years, the children of Israel are crying out to God in Egypt, crying out and God to Egypt, and they're crying out for what? Deliverance.
因为想想看，数千年前在埃及，神为奴的百姓，他们呼求的是什么？就是神的拯救。而当神听了他们的祷告，开始行动的时候，拯救和超自然的事情就会因此展开。
Now Moses is born. He's not even dangerous. He's a baby.Pharaoh do? It's wind in the spirit. The deliverer is coming. So what does he do? He puts out a death assignment on the babies.
那么那个时候是摩西出生的年代。你要知道摩西一点都不危险，他只是一个婴孩。但是法老他在灵里预知有一些事情要发生了，所以他下令要杀了那个时候所出生的男婴。
Same thing with Jesus.
耶稣降生的时候也是有同样的事情发生当耶稣出生的时候当时的希律王也下令杀了两岁以下的男婴
And I couldn't help but think that's exactly what has happened with this horrific thing in Gaza
拉比说我不禁想到这次在加萨所发生这些恐怖的攻击事件
Particularly why would this spirit capture children and hold them hostage?
同样的邪灵促使恐怖分子做出针对儿童的伤害并且将他们掳为人质
It's a spirit. Wrestle not against flesh and blood.
因为在这些人背后的就是这个邪灵我们征战的不是属血气的
I can tell you, I guarantee you that when we get to the other side of this you're not going to recognize Israel you're not going to recognize those who are called to Israel because there is a power of the deliverer who is coming there's an anointing of Moses coming into your ministry to say let my people go that they might worship me
拉比说但是我向你保证在这件事情翻篇之后以色列以及那些被呼召进入以色列或与以色列同站立的人将不再一样因为将有一个大能运行在那即将要来施行拯救的
Anointing of Moses coming into your ministry to say let my people go that I worship me
会有恩膏临到你的事工使你们说让我的百姓去使他们来敬拜神
There's an anointing in Jesus that says I am the way I am the truth and I am the life If anyone thirsts let them come to me he said in the feast time
会有一个在耶稣基督里面的恩膏说我就是道路真理生命然后像耶稣在节期最大日所说的若有人渴了让他们到我这里来
There's going to be those who are going to be drinking out of that fourth dimension fourth river
那么那些渴望要汲饮第四条河流河水来喝的勇士们会因此而汇聚
But just as the father prayed and I hope that was okay with youBut I want you to see that you have Orthodox Jews, far left Jews, central and right, all different parties saying we're putting everything aside and we're coming. And now you even have a Catholic priest coming in agreement, praying one new man.
就像刚才我为你们播放神父迪亚哥的祷告，我希望你们能够看到在这个时刻就是不管你是信仰犹太正教的犹太人或者是你的政治立场是偏左偏右或者是中立的犹太人大家在这个时候都放下让他们分歧的原因说让我们团结在一起抵御外侮而就连一个天主教的神父都能够与犹太人感同身受的做出像合一新人身份一样的祷告
I've never seen this kind of unity before in the midst of trouble
蜡笔说在过去任何一种问题当中我从来没有看过此刻如此的合一
Because what happened is evil has raised its head up so demonically that it's driving us into unity
因为这个邪恶的势力已经张狂到让我们不得不团结起来
I pray, particularly for the body of Christ in the United States of America. May we put our differences aside. May we come together in prayer. May we come together in unity, like what's happening in the Middle East right now. May that unity, may it happen in our lifetime. And may that unity start in your home and your family in Yeshua's name.
拉比说他要祷告特别在他的国家。我们都把自己分歧的意见放下吧，愿我们团结起来，一起来祷告。愿我们现在就像中东地区的人一样，放下一切，团结在一起。愿这样子弟兄和睦同居的合一，在我们有生之年发生，并且从你的家开始。奉耶稣基督的圣名。接着我们请山地牧师为我们祷告。
You know, I think of the scripture of Rachel weeping for her children.
首先山地牧师说，我想到的是在圣经中记载着拉杰哭他的儿女。
I know that it breaks our heart. We say the words, it breaks our heart to see what's going on.
我知道我们看见所发生的事情使我们心碎。
I'm asking tonight, Lord, that as we pray from the heartland of America, Lord, that you're healing the heart in Israel and in Jerusalem, Lord.
主要今天晚上我们在这个美国的心脏地带来祷告，我们求你医治你耶路撒冷以及以色列百姓的心。
We ask for the mending of these broken hearts.
神啊，我们求你修补这些破碎的心。
Ask for restoration of broken hearts, Lord, for the loss of the children, Lord, for the mothers, Father.
神求你恢复这些失去孩子们父母的心。
We ask that you would restore now in the name of Yeshua.
我们求你现在就恢复他们，奉耶稣基督的圣名。接着是克里斯蒂的祷告。
And Father, we praise you for the promises of your word, Lord.
天父，我们为你的应许来向你献上赞美。
Your word is life. Your word is truth. And your word brings light to us.
因为你的话语是灵，是生命，并且为我们带来亮光。
Father, in this dark, dark, dark time, with all of these dark things that are happening in Israel, we are asking for your light to fill our hearts right now, Father.
天父，在以色列现在发生这么黑暗、极度黑暗的事情的时候，我们恳求你的光进到我们的心中。
That your light, because there is always hope with you, Father, even in the midst of what we know, even of maybe even the midst of the things that we've seen, Father, whether it be a mother or a father, Father, we praise you and thank you that when we cry out to you as mothers, you hear our cries.
即便是我们现在亲眼看见这么多可怕的事情发生，我们知道你的光会为我们带来盼望，会为这些受伤的父母亲带来盼望。天父，我们以作为一个母亲的身份呼求你，你听到我们的哀哭。
Lord, I don't know what all has been happening, but we have a very horrible broadcast of what's been happening. And Lord, for a mother, I can't even imagineI can't imagine, Lord, but you know, you are holding the hearts of these mothers and fathers and all of these beautiful family members, Father.
天父，我们不知道所有事情的细节，但是我们看到一些公诸于世的影片。作为一个母亲，我完全没有办法想象如何可以承担这一切。所以神，我们恳求你捧着这些父母的心。特别是做母亲的心，还有家庭成员的心。
You were holding their hearts in your hands.
你把他们的心捧在你的手中。
And Lord, you were desiring to bring comfort.
你安慰他们的心。
Ask for every mother who has a child that has been sent into this war, Father, that you would not give yourself in to the dark side of everything, but that you would begin to praise God, that in the midst of everything, in the midst of everything, there is a day that is coming that you will see God face to face and you will see your family.
天父，我们要恳求你对那些在这次征战中失去亲人的人，此时不会走入黑暗的深渊中，乃是他们开始转向你，他们有盼望，知道有一天他们会与你面对面，他们也会再次的见到他们的家人。
they are there with the Father, those that have lost their little lives, Father.
他们知道他们所失去的这些家人现在在天父那里。
How do you pray for someone that's so broken? Lord, I don't know, except that what I do know is that you love, regardless of what has been going on. You still love, you have always loved, you will forever love, because you are love.
克里斯蒂说，天父，我实在不知道如何为这么破碎的人祷告，但是我知道，不管发生什么事情，你是爱。
And when they lift their heart up to you, and they lift up their cries, and they lift up their doubts, that your comfort would come upon them, and it would bring them peace.
天父，当他们向你哭泣，把他们的怀疑和他们的心交给你的时候，你就能安慰他们，带给他们平安。
Knowing that you count every hair on our heads, you know these babies, you love these babies, they were created in the beginning from you, Father.
天父，你也数算过这些婴孩的头发，而且是你创造他们，他们是从你而出的。
And so we just ask in Yeshua's name that the Comforter of God just wrap his arms around every mother, every family, every loss, Father, every single loss.
所以我们奉耶稣基督的圣名，恳求神，你拥抱每一个母亲，每一个家庭，每一个失去亲人的人。
Bring a settling, bring a heart peace that only you and you alone can do.
天父，你安置他们的心，也唯有你才能安慰他们。
We are asking it in the mighty name of Yeshua.
我们如此恳求，是奉耶稣基督大能的名。
Amen.
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 Thank you.
蜡笔说，接下来我要分享一段影片，是关于一个年轻的以色列女性，她是来自一个信仰犹太正教的家庭。
She chose that she, something burned in her saying, you know what, I want to fight and protect my nation.
虽然信仰犹太正教是不允许从军的，但是这位年轻的女性对于投身于以色列国防军，保卫她的国家有一个热情。只是他的家人因着他的决定必须和他断绝关系。
And you're supporting her.
克兰卓士工有一个支持孤独士兵的项目，使他得到支援。身为中士的他，他带领十个兵。
She's doing what's right, just like what you're doing.
拉比说他所做的选择是正确的，就如你我一样。那么以下就是这个影片。有些读者已经看过这个影片，那么就让我们在这个特别的时候再来观赏一次。
Ma'am, we're so excited to be here at the Lone Soldier Home in Jerusalem.
拉比和克兰卓士工在以色列的执行长山姆说：“山姆，真高兴我们来到耶路撒冷孤独士兵之家。
Meet the soldier most of the week during the army, and I think it will be interesting for you to meet them.
那么山姆就回答拉比说：“大部分的士兵现在都在执勤，但是。”你还是可以看到一些人，你会很高兴见到他们的。
This is their home. This is where they get food and clothing and personal care items.
那么他们在这个孤独士兵的招待所，他们会有食物，他们个人的盥洗用品，也可以在这里洗衣服。
We feel like they're our children.
我们觉得他们好像我们的孩子啊。
I don't mean that, but in our heart, so they're Mishpacha, they're family to us. We've actually partnered with Moshe Leon, the mayor. We all meet the same need.
那么虽然他们不是我们的孩子，但是在我们心里就是把他们当做我们的孩子。我们都是一家人，我们都是 Mishpacha。那事实上，这个项目是跟耶路撒冷的市长 Moshe Leon 一起合作的。
And that's taking care of the people. And that's one thing I love about the mayor, Moshe Leon, is that he wants to take care of the people.
我们借着这个项目来帮助这些人。拉比就说：“这是我喜欢和耶路撒冷的市长。”Moshe Leon, 就是我们都很喜欢去关怀别人。
Everybody call this home. They call this home, so it's very special for them.
接着在影片中出现的女士兵就是拉比所介绍的。她说每个人都称这个孤独士兵的招待所叫家，可见这个地方对他们有多特别。
To have like each one have their own home.
就像每一个人有他们自己的家一样，这里就是我们的家。
Been helping in Israel for over 30 years.
拉比就跟这位年轻的女士兵说：“我们已经这样子做三十几年了。”她回答说：“哇哦。
”Yeah,
It's a long time.
I'm older than you.
Yeah, probably, I would say older.
是的，很久了，我想都比你的年纪还大了。
To come here and have your own space and your own room and food. Tell us, like, what is a normal day? What do you do?
那么当你们来到这个孤独士兵的招待所的时候，你们有自己的空间，自己的房间，还可以一起在厨房准备食物。那么跟我们分享一下，当你在这里的时候，你大概都会做些什么？
I can tell you first of all that to have like your own room, it's very like special. Sometimes it's difficult because I'm not like other girls or boys in Magab, in all of the army. You need to go home and finish the shift, do your laundry and make your own home and do all the bills and pay everything and take care of yourself. You don't have like a mom or dad or, I don't know, uncle to do all your business. So-
他就回答说，有一个自己的空间，一个自己的房间是很重要的，因为我没有家人，没有父母，让我像其他的士兵在放假的时候可以回家，换洗衣物，处理账单，甚至得到家人的帮助。
So it's difficult sometimes.
所以如果没有这里是很困难的。
So when our people help you even like with the shampoo and...
It's very helpful.
Yeah. 那拉比就说，当我们为你们预备像洗发精等这些盥洗用品的时候，那么这个年轻的女孩子还没等拉比讲完就说，这真是帮助太大了。
Very, because we don't even have time to go for the, I don't know, for the shop to buy the smallest things in the world, like even shampoo, yeah.
她说我们实在太忙了，忙到甚至没有时间到商店去买这种小东西，就像一瓶洗发精。
From outside want to help, what does that feel like?
那么拉比就说，在你所知这个世界以外的人想要帮助，那么你对这些有什么看法？
First of all, thank you. I work so hard and sometimes it's very hard to also take care of yourself.
他说真的很谢谢你们，因为有时候我忙到没有办法照顾我自己。
How many are under your care?
拉比说你带多少兵呢？
I'm a surgeon, so 10.
他说我的军阶是中士，所以我要管十个人。拉比就回应说，嗯，十个。
Wow, so you're on your own.
拉比说，哇哦，但你全部都得靠自己，对吗？
To separate from their family, to follow their heart. To follow their heart, to stand, to protect the nation of Israel, which enables them to fulfill Bible prophecy.
像你追随你自己心里的信念，以至于必须和家人断绝关系，因为你决定要从军来保护以色列，使你能够成就圣经上面的应许。
I just want to thank you for your support and giving because this is as real as it gets. You know, we're commanded in Psalm 122:6 to pray for the peace of Jerusalem.
那么拉比也特别跟事工的伙伴说，我要谢谢你们对这样事工的支持。那么事实上，这是神给我们的吩咐，因为诗篇122篇，神吩咐我们要为以色列求平安。
May they prosper who love you. May peace within their palaces. And may we say for our brethren's sake, you are the watchman on the wall.
耶路撒冷啊，爱你的人必然兴旺，愿你城中平安，愿你宫内兴旺。而且我们要对我们的弟兄和我们同伴说，此时在影片当中，你可以看到拉比把手指向这位年轻的女士兵说，
The watchman on the wall.
你就是在城墙上的守望者。
And as you're not only protecting a nation and people, but the integrity of the Torah.
你所保护的不只是这里的国家和人民，还有坚持着托拉所吩咐的。
And the prophets that say this is the purpose and the direction that the Jewish people and the nation of Israel will fulfill.
以及坚信先知们所预言关于以色列和他的百姓的目的和方向会成就。
You are literally the soldiers of the watchmen of the word.
拉比对这个女士兵说，你实际上就是为神话语守望的士兵。
And the scripture says that God is not a man that he should lie. And you are literally the hands and the feet, the mind and the strength to be able to protect the fulfillment of Bible prophecy.
而神不是人，他不至于说谎，所以你就是神的双手双脚，拥有神的思维和他的能力，去保护和成就圣经上的预言。
So from the Christians who are rooted and grounded in Judeo-Christian faith, we say to you, Toda Rabba, thank you so much, and we do bless you and appreciate you so much.
所以作为基督徒，特别是那些在信仰中嫁接回犹太根源的基督徒，我们要对你说谢谢你，我们很感激你所做的一切，我们真诚地祝福你。
Thank you so much。
他也回应说谢谢你们。
Thank you so much. Thank you for all of your support. Please share. It helps us out tremendously. But we do thank you from our home here to you. We say Shabbat Shalom.
蜡笔说谢谢你们所有人的支持，也请你们分享我们的信息，这对我们有极大的帮助。我们要从我们的家对着你们的家说安息日平安。
And, we just thank everybody who is, everyone's doing their part.And that's what it takes. And we thank you for answering the call, doing your part, joining us. You are our heroes. And the fact that we can say yes to all these things, you know, there's 20 families in Sderot that had to leave because of the damages to their home. You are sponsoring them in hotels in Jerusalem right now.
蜡笔说不管是在前线或者是就算我们的安全人员今天晚上彻夜不眠的在保护大卫之家的会堂，或者是代祷者的祷告，每一个人都在自己的岗位上回应自己的呼召，尽自己的能力。同时我们也感谢帷幕之歌的读者拉比克兰卓事工的伙伴们，你们回应你们的呼召，尽你们的能力一起加入我们，你们就是英雄。拉比说事实上我们可以对以色列向着我们事工提出的请求回应是的，都是因为有你们。就像在加萨受灾地区 Eshtalol 有20个家庭必须撤离，因为他们的家园已经遭破坏了，而事工伙伴的支持使他们能够快速的撤离，并且搬迁到位在耶路撒冷的旅馆。
Tonight they're sleeping in a nice clean hotel. They're going to have breakfast in the morning, nice Israeli breakfast because of you.
今晚他们可以住在耶路撒冷干净的旅馆中，明天早上起床能够吃到以色列的早餐，就是因为你们克兰卓事工的伙伴，你们就是他们的英雄。
And there's a lot more that we're doing, but we just thank you because of your generosity. A call we've been able to say yes, and they're so grateful.
除此之外还有很多其他的事情，但是我们谢谢克兰卓事工伙伴你们的慷慨，因此当他们提出请求的时候我们可以答应他们，他们为此非常的感恩。
They're grateful for the physical part, but they're even more grateful for the fact that you have not forsaken us.
除了因为我们实际的帮助，他们更感谢我们并没有弃他们于不顾。
So, over the next couple weeks it's going to be more difficult to take a stand, so I pray for your strength and your stamina because the timing of this prayer meeting was absolutely perfect because tomorrow things are going to change drastically.
而在未来几周你仍然要坚定你的立场，会愈加的困难。拉比说所以我要为你的力量以及你的持久性来祷告。我们号召这个祷告会的时机是非常精准的，因为明天事情会有一个急剧的转变。
Thank you so much, Shabbat Shalom.
非常谢谢你们的参与，安息日平安。